With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Police in Ottawa are investigating the discovery of six bodies inside a home in Barrhaven. Four of those found dead late last night are children. Ottawa Mayor Mark Sutcliffe calls it one of the most shocking incidents of violence in the city's history. Ottawa police haven't released the names or ages of the victims. CTV News reports one person has been arrested. The public school board has another tentative deal with one of its bargaining groups, this time with board and education support staff. The four-year agreement, if it's ratified, covers more than 850 workers. They're represented by the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, District 9. The number of kids suspended from school in the region because of their immunization records continues to shrink. The health unit says it's down to 190 elementary school students now. Last Friday, the number was 870. Invest Windsor Essex is looking for a new CEO. Stephen McKenzie has been seconded to the University of Windsor to advise on partnerships and innovation. He started there last month. During his tenure, McKenzie helped land major investments, including the Nexstar EV battery plant. A promise to dog owners in Windsor to make dog licenses free has materialized. Mayor Drew Dilkins pledged to remove the fee during his last campaign and reiterated his commitment to it earlier this year. If you have a dog, the license is mandatory, but it's free now. If you've already paid, the city might reimburse you. A judge in Ontario will hear arguments that Freedom Convoy organizers Tamara Litch and Chris Barber acted as co-conspirators to organize the occupation in Ottawa 2 years ago. The Canadian Press says it'll be heard at the end of their ongoing criminal trial for mischief, intimidation, and counseling others to break the law. And the federal government is giving millions of dollars to two weapons manufacturers to ramp up production of ammunition. IMT Defense and General Dynamics will get $4.4 million to make a specific type that's in short supply around the world because of the war in Ukraine. The Canadian Press says several NATO allies have already signed deals to increase production. The Spitfires are in North Bay tonight to play the Battalion. Amherstburg needs a win tonight against Blenheim to stay in the playoffs. Blenheim has a 3-1 series lead. In the NHL, the Leafs take on the Bruins. Spring training this evening, the Jays play a split Tiger squad while the other half of the Tigers play the Yankees. And the Nets are in Detroit to take on the Pistons in the NBA. Cloudy skies will get up to 10 today, down to 3 tonight, cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers late in the afternoon and a high of 13. We're looking at rain on Saturday and maybe even flurries on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.